you want, because he...
We're going back into Me'ila. This is a very... No, it's okay. Yotam, it's okay. This is a very... Let him learn. This is a very, very, very challenging, abstract type sugya. Okay? So it's not going to be... As a good contrast, it's not going to be like those nice... What? Right, well, so Mishnah is Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So Mishnah says... No, read the Masifta guy too. Kashir or Shavu Kurta. Okay.
One who benefits from Hekdesh,
the amount of Shalom. The Afal P. Shalom, you go to damage. What does it mean, Afal P, Shalom Pagam? So Masifta says, Shalom Nifsad.
Shalom Nifsad, Hekdesh, Machmas, Hanesh, something that's damaged in the course.
It's not.
Damage in the course of its benefiting. Nevertheless, he still benefits.
Okay, we'll see what this case is soon, which is to translate into English. This is not easy to understand. So I have to, in order for you to be over Me'ila, I take an object that, let's say, we'll use this as an example. Okay, imagine this was dedicated to the Mikdash. Okay, now I take it, I make a use of it. Now here's the hard part. Somehow I can monetize my usage of it as $1. But in that same usage, I have not caused a reduction in value of the object. Okay? Again, through my benefiting of the object, I have not caused a reduction in value. So I'll give you an example, okay? What? Well, I think the better example, but okay, fine. But the paradigm case I always like to think about is like, no. Well, calm down. Okay? But think like, well, that's not a bad example, but I think like a car, okay? When you buy a new car, right, what happens to it the moment you leave the lot?
Loses
value. Okay? So even though there's nothing... Now, when I drive it off the lot, you can argue I've gained some type of monetary value. I'm able to get to, whatever, my home faster. So I can monetize that somehow. At the same time, I have caused a reduction in value in the object. But there are other objects that through multiple usages, right, there's no reduction in its value. There are objects like that. For instance, let's say like a... what do you call it? My coffee cup. Okay, I'm going to say this for now. We're going to qualify this later on. But my coffee cup, I can drink from it 1,000 times. You're not going to say my coffee cup has gone down in value through my drinking of it. I'm not talking about a physical degradation of the object. That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah. So Pharaoh wants to push back and say this is not true. So you could be right. Let's see what the Mishnah says. Go on, Dovi. He's saying the case is one where I monetarily benefited from the object. Again, remember, the Isser of Me'ila is I'm taking something that, so to speak, belongs to God and using it for something else. Case, this object's designated to God. I use it for my own benefit. I use it to hit Zucker over the head with it. Now, in doing so, I've not reduced its value, but there's some monetary benefit I gained from it. Okay? So what's the halacha? Ma'al. Right? So therefore, I am chayev to... What's Tosefes Chomesh? I owe, because since I use this object for myself, it can no longer be used for the temple. So I owe the value of the object, plus a monetary fine of a fifth above its value. Tosefes Chomesh is the knas, it's the fine I pay. Plus, what else I have to do? And I'm also going to bring a korban. So what's so if you just stop right here, what's fascinating about Me'ila? What two institutions are converging here? I'm doing this motion. Nezikin and Mikdash. Okay? That's awesome. These kind of things get me really excited because when you have competing institutions in halacha that now converge, it's going to be awesome. It really is. So now we have a Nezikin aspect. I'm chayav to pay a money. There's a monetary requirement. And then I have a Mikdash aspect. I got to bring a korban. The Chacham Omrim. Kolomar. No. Well, Kolomar. The miss of the guy. Im Haisa Hanasa. Yeah, because he's a translation. Mechefetz. But when you read this, you should have said to yourself, this is completely counterintuitive. So if I take an object, if I take this bottle that's designated for the Mikdash, if I take this object designated, that is true, that's designated for the Mikdash. Now let's say, and I use it for myself. Now let's say in using it for myself, there's no question there's going to be a reduction in its value. The Mishnah says, the Korn L'Chachamim, lo mal, right? I'm not over Me'ilah until when? Ainu b'chiyuv Me'ilah ad she? Dovi? Good. Ad she yifkom? B'shav v'prumah. Right, so if the object is subject to degradation in value, so I need to demonstrate a monetarily significant degradation in value. So if let's make it a simple case. I take this bottle, it's a hekdesh, I hit you over the head with it, and there's a dent in it. So I can point to the dent and say now that dent now means that this bottle's been reduced in value.
How does the potter make the common man's
dent? Which means, aval im haya chifetz. Okay, now this counters what Farrell's saying. Let's say there are objects that usage of said object does not produce a depreciation in value. Let's assume that's the case. Kavan. So if I benefit from it, even if it hasn't gone down in value, right? What's the halacha? Keep going. Good. Did you guys do the Gemara? And before we go on to the Mishnah, let's ask a question. If I asked you in the Mishnah, like, let's assume for now these opinions really aren't arguing, which is true.
Like, Rabbi, people would seem to say that it doesn't matter whether or not you're actually deteriorating the object value, whether shofet or not. If you're getting benefit from it, period, then you're normal, right? The Chachamim say, no, you need to deteriorate at least.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's a good question. But let me ask you this. In other words, remember I said to you guys before, we're looking at the convergence, the intertwining of Nezikin and Mikdash, right? Let's assume we separated them for a second. So if Me'ilah was purely a Hekdesh issue, so what would the Havamina be in the Mishnah?
Only nine.
Meaning what?
Only
good.
But there wouldn't be anything about damaging
whatever. Yeah. Excellent. Who cares about loss of value? As long as I use the object for my own benefit, that's it. I should be chayev. Yeah. And if this is a Nezikin issue, if what would you say? What? Meaning I have to have some reduction. I have to have some depreciation. That's what makes it so interesting. In other words, that's a proof of why I'm saying this away. Right. I have to point to depreciation of value, right? But you see, they're trying to walk a very fine line. They want to say that it is a little Nezikin and a little hektish. That's what's going to be so hard. But is that clear? I'm going to understand that. In other words, one extreme Hafamina would be usage per se is over Mila. The other extreme would be is that I have to actually demonstrate clear depreciation and value. Let's see if Farrell, let's see if you buy this, okay? Ketzad? Chal? So the Mishnah wants to know, what does it want to know, Dovi? No, what does it want to know? Mr. Translate?
That's me. I'm Mr. Translate. The Mishnah wants to know,
how could you be over Me'ilah? What are examples of cases where I'm chai of Me'ilah, where I'm over the prohibition of stealing from God, where there is no depreciation of the object? And what are examples where there is depreciation?
The Mishnah wants to tell you so badly.
So Im Nasna.
Isha Katla Shel Hekdish Batsvaris.
Batsavara, right?
A beautiful lady picks a necklace.
It's a necklace that's set aside for the temple. And this woman, what does she do? She takes it. Tachshet Akari Anak. It's a giant sized necklace, right? Ha'asi, blah, 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 blah. And what does she do? V'koshrin Bahen Hatsavar Linoi. She ties it around her neck. Right? Why? Because it looks beautiful. So again, she takes a necklace that designated for the temple and ties it around her neck as jewelry. Or
if she takes the rings of
a gold ring that is designated for the temple and she puts it on her finger.
Yes.
Shazav. Or a man drinks out of a gold cup, all right?
Hishtamshus. Yes.
Okay, so Kavan.
Kavan Shanana, since there's benefit, the Shiur Shel Shavruta, of the amount of Shavruta, well,
it's Mila. Afish Lopaka. Okay, now before we get to. Now the Mishnah, the Mesitta is going to explain how they measure this out. We'll get to that in 1 second. But to answer Farrell's question. So the Mishnah is saying that these are cases where the woman puts on the necklace, she puts on the ring, or a man drinks out of a gold cup. In all those cases, there is zero depreciation of value in the cup. Now, we're obviously not talking about today. Because today, if you go onto eBay, there's a category for new items and used items. And the moment you use item, but back then, right, especially if you can't see any visible depreciation in the object or degradation, so they're going to say it's the same value.
You also didn't have fancy plastic.
How do you measure this? Venazu, Ketsa Misharnosa. How do you measure a hana, a benefit, a monetary benefit? How do you monetize benefiting? How do I monetize me taking this object and hitting Zucker on the head with it? How do I monetize that? Oh, so he explains. He says, Omrim, excuse me, Omdim. Omdim. What's Omade mean? Omdim? No, that's with an ion. Omdim kama mos rotze isha liten kadeshi askimu lahashula tachshitim ke'elu kade leilech lebeisim isha liskabe behem. It's a great thought. By the way, I love these types of things. Okay, you ask this woman as follows. How much would you pay, okay, would you give, right, in order to lend out jewelry to be worn for someone to go to a party? Okay, that's the value. All right, now, without getting into specifically why that should be the value, what are they looking for? They're trying to monetize a usage. They're looking at this type of usage. They're saying, what's the value to you, let's say, in lending out your jewelry to be worn to fancy events? Okay? We could come up with such a value. Okay? And by the way, this is often used in Ezekin. Okay? If you ever do a Chovel, when it comes to Tsar, a Makos also, but when it comes to Tsar, how do you measure Tsar in a person? How do you measure pain? How much a person would be willing to pay to avoid pain? Now, of course, that's what the Gemara starts off with. The answer to that is a billion. So the problem with that is the Gemara ends up saying, it's like, how much did you pay the dentist to give you Novocaine? You know what I mean?
So much.
Okay.
Shel Hekdesh. But if there is a...
No, if he wore
a consecrated garment.
Okay, good. Let's say I take this those incredibly beautiful plaid pants, and we designate them for the Mikdash, right? Now, Shen comes along and says, those don't belong to God. I'm going to wear them. You decide to put them on. Or kisas atzo batal shahakdesh. Or again, you cover yourself with a shawl. Keep going. Oh. Right. Obika. Keep going.
Obika atzi kulin be kardom.
Shel hakdesh. Okay. Without that one's about, that's, let's say use an axe, like, or a spade that's been designated for the mikdash. So let's say chop wood. Hold var melu. The pagan mishash mishtam shemehem. Right? Lomal. So we have two categories. Again, don't get caught up in the practicality of this like today. Let's just say back then. What they're saying back then is that a gold cup, my usage of the gold cup would not produce a depreciation in its value. Okay? If I drank wine out of it, and then you drank wine out of it, and you drank wine out of it, you're not degrading the object at all. But the moment Shank puts on Dovi's pants, what now happens to their value? Plummets.
I think it really has to be one Shika U Vivea O Zavar Hakri Shish Shinana Yimanu Kayo.
Dafka
Keshpagim Vayesh Shikayav Gam below
Shipagam. Alright, so one more case. Hanen Aminachatas.
Hanen Aminachatas Ke Shahikaya.
Now this is a little bit of a different case.
Benefited from a carbon katas while it was alive.
Good. Kagon.
Kagon, for example, Sherakov. Oh no.
Rachavalea.
Sherakovalea O
Kharashba. So what I do, like I wrote on the donkey. Oh, not the donkey. The what do you call it? The cow. Right? So the bull. I wrote on the bull. When I ride on the bull, so now I'm using it. Okay? Lomal
ad shepizom. There's no meila until we damage it. The carbon.
Kagon.
For example,
shekashav be'sara. No, shekakash bechatas.
Shekakash.
Right, what's kakash? Kechisha?
No, it's okay. I can tell you what the phrase means.
So me, pre-keto, okay, if I ride there, let's say someone obese rode on the bull for a period of time.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is that area was going to end up, it's going to end up becoming, let's say, it's like a damage to the corbin. It goes down in value. Because when you bring it to the mikdash now, it's a thinner, like worse korban, okay? Versus, so there, it's only when there's an actual expression of depreciation in value that I'm chai me'ila. But skip to the last paragraph. Hanena min achatas kashi mesa. Let's say the chatas is dead, right?
Yeah,
kashi
mesa, let's
say
died. Bain mesa kashi. So between the time it died, there was
no, whether it was, what's Tamima? So when the Chatas is dead, it doesn't matter if there's any depreciation of value or not. That's a funny thing. Why not? Why can't the dead animal go through depreciation of value? I should say, why should it matter? Okay. Why should? Yeah. Why not?
It has no use.
No. All right. Shanina, but Bryce, go. Yeah. No, no. We learned the Mishnah is a machlokas. The Brisa, which really Tosafta tells us, Mode.
Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim agree that your Mila for things that will get damaged to use.
Okay.
Klomar, if Afitz, Shitarko,
he pogam. The pogam Bishimush. Objects that will have depreciation in value through usage. Shalom Mal, Elim Kim Pogam.
Are not Mal unless they're damaged.
Pagam Pater. Good.
Okay.
Just read the Micah Miflagin. So what are they arguing on? If they agree on this point, what's the machlokas in the Mishnah? So listen to this. Amar Rava. It's great.
Amar Rava says, Yorosh,
Titziah, and Sa'i.
Yes.
Yes, because you don't know what mitzia means. Well, so what does that mean? Ubein. Munach.
Munach. Al basra.
Sha'afu.
Nifgam miyad bildesha rishona aval but halvush ha'emsa'i eno nifgam ad man.
Okay, so let's go back to ancient Babylonian fashions. Okay, so it's a cold winter day in Sura, and Klein gets up in the morning and he puts on his brand new Babylonian Gap clothing. So he's going to put on three layers. Yeah, that's what I said. So layer number 7.6. Layer number one, okay, is his undershirt.
Yeah.
Now the moment he puts on an undershirt for the first time that's touching his repulsive skin, what's gonna happen? What do you say immediately?
Mongrel.
What happens immediately? Pagam. It goes down in value, right? Because no one's gonna want to use that, okay? Now, he puts another layer over that, and then over that, he puts on a third layer. Now, the third layer also is something that will depreciate pretty quickly. Why? It's exposed to the elements. So the shirt in between his outer shirt and his inner shirt, that's the one that, by putting it on, does not depreciate in value. So that's the issue here. Yeah. Pishtan. Right, it's a very thin linen garment, right? Shilafi. Come on. Shilafi. Shavyo Rav. Balav. Alav.
Alav.
Vinisharim.
Bioter, Shalo, Yifgam. The Enam Lobshim, Oso, Ella, Pa'am, O Pa'amayim.
Bishana. Now, do you want to be Ain Darko?
Ain Darko.
So this is the other way, the other case, which is I have a very fragile, linen shirt. Okay. Now, what happens? So I only wear it once or twice.
That it just melts the shirt.
Well, okay. One second. I only wear it once or twice a year. Now, here's the thing. There's no question after about 20 times wearing it, what's going to happen to it? It's going to degrade. So what do? I don't wear it that often. Okay. So now keep going. This Sava, Rabbi Kiva.
Elu nifgamim miad dinam kedavar she'ein bo pigam she'af al pi shelo pigam
ma'al. I don't know why you keep saying pigam pagam ma'al. The chachamim sovereign.
Shehoel v'sofim lehis kaser lehis kaser.
Zman.
Dinam kedavar sheyesh bo pagam lo me'al ad she'yipagam.
So, this is what they're arguing on. It's a great, great, great question. Fascinating question, I think. So it's like this, okay? We're going to make a spectrum here, okay? Two,
Three.
Yeah, we're all lost.
Five. Okay, so this is the first time you put the shirt on. Okay, this is
time one.
Right. Yeah, I know. I get that. I'm trying to
draw a shirt.
Okay, shirt. I was gonna draw it, but.
That does not say shirt, Riley. Look.
I just drew a shirt.
That does not say shirt.
It says shirt.
That says she. That does say she.
All right.
Oh my god, he put a heart. All right, so now.
Focus.
Yeah.
Now, the first time I put this shirt on, okay, this is the hard part about this whole slogan. First time I put the shirt on, is there a degradation of value?
Aren't you in descending order?
No. Answer is no.
Why don't you have the numbers in descending order? It's less confusing.
How? Why?
Because the guys in front of this year.
Yeah. Come on, okay. The first time I put it on, is there a depreciation of value? No.
And why?
Because there isn't.
What do you mean there isn't?
Because you have an undershirt and an overcoat.
Okay, good, good, good. There's some, whatever that depreciation of value is, it's not something monetarily recognizable. So, I put the shirt on here. We're going to say, let's say I'll make it work for you. It goes down 0.0001 cents, which is worthless. Doesn't mean anything. Second time, same thing. Third time, same thing. Fourth time. But by the fifth time, now we actually have a shove up. I will put a $10 reduction. Okay. Now the machlokas is as follows. One side is going to say, well, right now when you put the shirt on, we're not talking about here. So I'm going to hear, right now when I put this shirt on, has there been a degradation of value? The answer is no. So there's no degradation of value, but there isn't.
Not a meaningful one.
Not one I can actually monetize. You can't monetize 0.0001 cents. You can't. You can't. So there's no actual reduction in, no recognizable reduction in value. So this is a case of something that is subject to pagam that did not have a degradation of value. And therefore, no mi'ila. Or do I say no? Do I say, well, one second, what is going to happen?
Hold on, is this why?
Make sure you get this point. Rav Akiva says, when I put this shirt on the first time, right, it does not have a depreciation of value immediately. It takes multiple times for it to go down in value. Not the first time, multiple. Five times until this thing goes down in value. So if that's true, he says, Kedavar she'embo begam, she'alpich lo begam mal. So then we treat this object as something that is an object. Here. Should have written this down for you guys. So Tosos help is going to help us. We'll do this tomorrow. You guys have to prepare us. But Tosos is going to help us because don't look at it that way. There is a what do you call it, trajectory of degradation. There is every moment that I wear the shirt a further depreciation. However, the thing is that what word am I looking for? Like, in other words, what's lacking insofar as depreciation is concerned? We don't just mean depreciation. If it was depreciation alone, Rav Akiva makes no sense. There is definitely depreciation taking place. But what's the difference between time number four and time number five?
It depreciates.
No, it's always depreciating.
Oh, it's like significant?
Well, okay, knicker. Good. Yeah, thank you. Awesome. It's not knicker, okay? In other words, there has to be something I see in the object that says now that object is depreciated in value. So Rav Akiva is going to say, since right now I don't have that, it's not that there's no depreciation. There is. But Halacha needs a depreciation that's nicker. Now, that you have to look at Scientosos. That's helpful, but at the same time, it makes things a little more confusing. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, but I want to make sure. This is not easy, okay?
Wait, so according